Professor Daniels sits at his desk marking papers. A lot of students take classical history classes because they see it as an easy credit. It shows in their papers. But every so often, a student will come through who really has a passion for the subject. Colleen is one such student. She thrives under his tutelage and is easily one of the best students he's had in years. Her recent paper wasn't up to scratch, though. That's why he's called her in.
Colleen is nervous for two reasons. She knows she messed up on her last paper. She'd been pulling double shifts at her job in a local bookstore to make tuition and didn't have the time to do the research she needed. Winging a paper isn't usually her style, but she'd prefer it to missing deadlines or asking for extensions. Now her chickens were coming home to roost. As for the second reason, well...
Colleen chews on her lip as she sits down. The nervous gesture is cute. She needn't have worried. He didn't call her in to reprimand her. He called her to his office out of concern.
Yeah. Professor Daniels' laugh puts Colleen at ease. He's always been her favorite professor. A little younger than the other stuffy profs, he's taught his subject with a passion that Colleen couldn't help but share. She could listen to him recite old poetry for hours, in English or in Latin. She didn't mind. She's had a crush on Professor Daniel since her first class with him, but she's never gotten the chance to be alone with him before. Hence the second reason she was nervous.
Colleen is so earnest. It's a delightful quality in a young woman. Professor Daniels often has to make the effort not to solely address Colleen when he lectures, considering the way she stares at him. He doesn't make a habit of picking favorite students, but Colleen is special. She is also beautiful, but he tries not to think about that.
Colleen has been trying to ignore her crush on Professor Daniels. It's such a cliche to fall for a professor. But the college boys around her are so immature. They don't understand the beauty of the Iliad or the wisdom of Socrates. Professor Daniels' passion is enchanting, and it doesn't help that he is handsome too. Even the girls who don't have classes with him have noticed. But none of them appreciate him the way Colleen does. When she said she'd do anything, she meant it.
He watches as Colleen leans forward in her seat. Her low-cut top gives him a tantalizing view of her cleavage over his desk. Professor Daniels shifts in his seat and clears his throat.
Colleen sees her professor's eyes dart down to her breasts. She selected her clothes in the hopes of catching his attention. She knew it was foolish, but she couldn't help attempting to seduce him any chance she could get. Even if all he asked of her was to clean erasers like a naughty schoolgirl, she'd do it. But she was hoping for a more mature activity. If she could get her grades up and somehow do it with the object of her affection, she'd be on cloud nine.
He is walking a fine line, and once crossed, they can never go back. This isn't something he ever did, but now that it is being offered to him, he wants it. He wants her, badly.
The tension between them pulls taut. This is the moment where Colleen is either about to get her wish and sleep with the professor of her dreams, or she's going to be sent away, embarrassed and devastated.
There's what he should do and what he wants to do. It's a huge risk and it could end very badly for him, but the reward. He looks at Colleen. She's beautiful and smart, and she's offering. All he has to do is say yes. He stands up, walks to the door of his office, and locks it.
Nervous excitement bubbles up in Colleen. She can't believe this is happening. She's fantasized about it 1,000 times. She stands and meets Professor Daniels halfway. For a second, she's not sure what to do. Then he's cupping her face and leaning in. Her eyelids flutter shut as they kiss, and she holds on to the lapels of his blazer to ground herself.
His heart beats fast. Colleen's lips against his feel amazing and ignites a yearning inside of him that's impossible to ignore. He's tasted the forbidden fruit and he only wants more. His hands drift lower, down Colleen's neck, over her shoulders, feeling her soft, exposed skin. They have barely done anything, and he already feels desperate. They both breathe heavily when they part.
Professor Daniels is looking at her the way she's always wanted. It makes her core clench with desire, and she hopes this isn't the extent of her assignments.
The question makes a variety of images flash across his mind. Colleen said she'd do anything. His options are endless, and each one is more appealing than the last. While he thinks, Colleen starts playing with his tie, looking up at him through her long lashes. She's like a siren in the Greek myths, tempting him close enough to dash himself across the perilous rocks.
Colleen sinks to her knees and comes face to face with the bulge in her professor's pants. Seeing that proof of his attraction to her is beyond exciting and makes her quiver with need. She undoes his pants and pulls out his hard cock. She takes him into her mouth, holding him firmly at the base.
Professor Daniels has to bite his lip as Colleen takes him deeper. He rocks gently into her eager mouth and buries his hand in her hair. It feels decadent, like he's at a bacchanalian party. Soon, Colleen's mouth, however talented, isn't enough. He needs to be inside her.
Professor Daniels grips Colleen's hair to pull her off his cock. She breathes heavily and looks up at him with eyes glazed over from arousal.
He helps Colleen to her feet and watches lustfully as she bends over his desk, her face pressing down onto the papers he was marking. Oh, he's glad she wore a skirt. He flips it up and exposes her cotton panties. He can see that she's soaked through the fabric, her arousal obvious.
Colleen shivers in anticipation as Professor Daniels pulls her panties down and exposes her completely. He lets her panties fall around her ankles and grabs her ass.
Colleen's pussy is dripping wet and ready. He lines himself up and feels the heat of her arousal. When he presses inside of her, it's as sweet as ambrosia.
Professor Daniels slowly fills Colleen up and doesn't stop until he's flush against her ass. He feels satisfyingly big, and she hopes this isn't the last chance she has to do extra credit. When he thrusts, she grabs onto the desk and arches her back. It's evident he's a skilled lover. He hits all her hot spots and makes her see stars.
He speeds up his thrusts, loving the feel of Colleen's tight, wet pussy. She responds so beautifully to him, arching her back, rocking into him, holding onto the desk with a white-knuckle grip. If they leave marks on the papers underneath her, he just hopes no one notices.
It's not long before Colleen feels her pleasure begin to peak, growing and growing until it's just on the good side of overwhelming.
She tenses up in preparation for ecstasy.